lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. The number to call in during this live broadcast is 1-800-858-6582. If you have unlimited long distance or are calling from a cell phone, please use our toll number, 1-559-733-5161. That's 1-559-733-5161. Thank you.
Okay, we're back, and it is the 22nd of September, Wednesday the 22nd, the conclusion of that day, and certainly we're trying to paint the picture of the peril that we're in, very subtly so, done very subtly so, and I see right here from the last Thursday, the 16th, as we see on the front page, Ivan closes in, and these weather anomalies are very, very suspicious, as I keep saying, and been harping on for a long time about weather modification and environmental modification for that matter. And then here we see cattle rancher puts pesticides out to pasture. And it goes as this, for years Kim Barker was curious about the tiny grave dug long ago beneath a stand of cottonwoods near the path that his cattle take from the supple pasture above their watering hole. And he really knew this was the fading white marble headstone, told him, our darling Georgie. And this is dated November 1st, 1898, died May 26, 1901. Saved from earthly taint and sin, it said. Then about 10 years ago, he saw strangers kneeling at the foot of the grave, which was surrounded by strands of wire held precariously in place by rickety and weathered cedar posts. The gravesite marked the end of a long search. Barker then heard the story of baby Georgie, who had ridden to town on a wagon with the rest of the family. Among the items they brought was a box of rat poisoning, which Georgie must have gotten into on the way home. Barker thought about how the child had died, not knowing exactly what to say. The words came to him sometime later, as he walked by the grave of the 100th anniversary of the child's death. Quote, I thought to myself that we'd been killing people for 100 years with chemicals and fertilizers, and I said that we don't want to do that anymore on this land, end quote, Barker said. You see where they're going with this? And this is the point and the problem. This comes right out of Agenda 21. To keep that promise, he has had to come to a has had to become a maverick in a maverick land. Some of his neighbors still shake their heads over how a cattleman was transformed into a grass farmer or a cell grazer who subscribes to the intensive grazing of cattle for short periods of time, followed by periods of rest for the land. It is a promise that has forced him to buffet the tide of history and conventional wisdom and refuse the assistance of fertilizers and pesticides. Anyway, it goes on and on. It's quite a lengthy article, but this just fits into that. How do you draw the line to this? And certainly the golf courses are are going to be very susceptible to this as well, because they use fertilizers, and who hasn't been using fertilizers for years. Well, we're going to have to phase all that out. We've been chastised by various individuals of prominence for not cooperating with the Kyoto Protocol and the greenhouse gas emissions. That is another system under attack or situation. So, people, this all continues. When we see in the front pages, as I have a lot to go over, and I'll try and summarize it all in the hour that we have here, dated September 21st, here we see video shows American hostages beheading. Amazing. More of this terrorism that's being promoted on the press. And here we see the next day, terrorists claim second hostage slain. And this man has a connection to Oklahoma. But the bottom line is, they keep harping on these directions that have been created for us. You have to have two sides to create a conflict. And certainly our involvement over there has many repercussions that aren't being covered by the major press. And us, in the little press, we have to do it. Here we see AgeWalk tops $25,000. and this is in today's paper. AIDS, a creation from the 1970s, a designer virus, a designer disease. And amazing. And here we see a program offered in Spanish in response to the growing number of Hispanics infected by the HIV virus. Northern Lights Alternatives is offering an intensive AIDS program in Spanish for the first time next month. Participants in the October 2nd through the 3rd AIDS Mastery Workshop will hear the program in Spanish through headphones and an interpreter, according to Danny Morton, head president for the nonprofit agency. Up to 20 people can enroll in the free 2-day workshop. Anyway, this is the point and the problem. We have people uptight about AIDS, which apparently, according to many sources, was created on us. Here we see, dated today, the 22nd of September, the government plans to buy 2 million doses of an experimental vaccine against the bird flu to stockpile in case the virus one day sparks a large outbreak in people. Isn't that amazing? The $13 million purchase from Aventis Pasteur Incorporated is part of work to prepare for the next flu pandemic, the Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday. Doesn't that make you feel cozy and comfortable and confident that your federal government is watching after you? Three flu pandemics have occurred in the past century, the worst in 1918 outbreak that killed more than 500,000 Americans and 20 million people worldwide. Do we know that to be a fact? And were vaccines part of that at that time? I ask as well. That's the question you have to ask yourselves. Flu specialists say it's only a matter of time before another such worldwide outbreak strikes, and there's concern that the recurring bird flu in Asia could be the trigger if it were to mutate to spread easily among people. Anyway, you get the picture. Government to buy bird flu vaccine. Absolutely amazing. Here we see Henry Kissinger, worried by reforms. Oh boy, this ought to be neat. Henry Kissinger warned Congress on Tuesday to slow down the creation of new intelligence superboss and said he and other Cold War warriors think only deliberation would ensure the change won't hurt America's intelligence and security capabilities. What a mouthful. The former Secretary of State said he and his colleagues, who are they, I ask, worry, quote, that reform of the magnitude that is being talked about should not be rushed through in the last week of the congressional session in the middle of a presidential election campaign, end quote. Henry Kissinger, Rockefeller's man, people. Rockefeller's man. Here we see the U.S. troops stationed overseas could face a court-martial for patronizing prostitutes under a new regulation drafted by the Pentagon. The move is part of a Defense Department effort to lessen the possibility that troops could contribute to human trafficking in areas near their overseas bases by seeking the services of women forced into prostitution. Well, keep in mind, in 1998, the government prescribed 2.5 million doses of Viagra for the military. What was that all about? And have they done more? Have they ordered more? I mean, what do we know? I mean, what is the point of ordering $2.5 million worth of Viagra back in 1998 for the military? Why did they do that? They want an erect military? Well, they got one, and now they're going to chastise them for seeking out prostitutes, and maybe they're forced into prostitution, maybe they're not. But the point is that it's just a sad, sad commentary to have these thoughts today about people having to search out that for that reason. And I don't know what to say, people. It's just, look at what they've done. They've brought women into the military. They have pregnancies on aircraft carriers today. It's a great way to destroy military morale, in my thoughts, at this point in time. Think of the different sailors that are fighting over a certain woman on a ship. Think of what can happen there. Anyway, it's a sad commentary that we have today with our military, as they're the global cop for the UN system. They don't say so. It's called the coalition today. But it is. When you do the research, you'll find it's the same way. It's part of this Hegelian dialectic setup. The UN is talking about global chaos today in the newspaper. World's rule of law at risk, says Annan. This ought to be good. With terrorist acts on the rise, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan warned world leaders Tuesday that basic laws to protect civilians are being shamelessly disregarded around the globe. In a somber speech before presidents, prime ministers, and ministers from 191 nations, Annan said the prevalence of massacres, hostage takings, attacks against children, and cold-blooded murders puts us to shame and reflects, quote, our collective failure to uphold the rule of law, end quote. Well, think about some years ago, I forgot what they were, what those soldiers were part of. Germany? I don't know, but the two soldiers were roasting a Somali boy over a fire. That's got some major publicity. But the point is, with this creation of the crisis that is going on today, this new boogeyman, terrorism, how do you get to the bottom of this, people? This is giving the United Nations more and more prominence every day as the State Department implements UN directions. The U.S. mission to the United Nations comes from the State Department. The Secretary of State, Colin Powell, part of that. Condoleezza Rice, part of that. Amazing. Now, the September 11th disaster, there's publications coming out about that. There's videos coming out about it. There's videos that are even being disguised as being what they are that really aren't what they are. The bottom line of the September 11th attack is a created crisis. It's a situation that was created upon us. And this is the point in the problem that we have today, people, is Pearl Harbor, another created crisis. Roadmap for National Security presented long in advance of September 11th, 2001. They had to pull something off like this. And so this is what we have today. We have a war on terrorism that was planned for long ago to increase the consolidation of power in America and the rest of the world. So anyway, this article, World Rule of Law at Risk, according to Kofi Annan, to restore respect for laws to protect the poor and keep the strong from oppressing the weak, quote, we must start from the principle that no one is above the law and no one should be denied its protection. Every nation that proclaims the rule of law at home must respect it abroad, and every nation that insists on it abroad must enforce it at home, end quote. Well, I'll tell you what. Every nation he's talking about here is disarmed, more than likely. Personal firearms are designed to protect the weak. You wouldn't have these problems if people could protect themselves, and this is the way it was years and years ago. People were armed to protect themselves, to protect the weak from the strong. And he just stated it right here, Kofi Annan. But the United Nations system wants to make sure we're disarmed. Keep in mind, the revolver from Luxembourg, the statue of a revolver with the barrel tied in a knot, is at United Nations Plaza. I'm just stating the fact of the matter, listeners. It's all connecting to the UN system. This is what it's all about. And I've been harping about this for 8 years. Yes, I've been harping about it for 8 years. It all interconnects. It all relates. And as Tim was on the first hour, he was talking about Agenda 21. He's done his own research. Jerry Brownfield's done his own research. I've stated this from the very, very start. The UN system. The very first time I ever came on the air, on July 1st of 1996, I talked about State Department Publication 7277, which apparently this latest terrorist event in Russia is going to bring our countries closer together, according to certain officials. Well, that's the plan, Stan. That is the plan. That's what it's all about, is to bring them closer together. There's other people out there that think we're being positioned for an attack. And that could very well be Russia and China attacking this country. I don't see why they would do that when they're getting it all done without firing a shot. And we have a tremendous submarine presence in the world that are state-of-the-art, better than any other submarine in the world, that could knock out a whole country with one submarine. I don't see us being attacked because it's all being done without firing a shot. Financially, we're going into the cesspool. China is building up the biggest economy in the world, and that is the way it is. This agenda is fully in place, the UN agenda. And, yeah, I harp about it all the time because it's just the reality. It's in your papers. It's in today's paper. UN Global Chaos, they call it. World's rule of law at risk. Well, let people own firearms, UN system. Whenever a system like the UN wants to disarm the world, that should raise a very, very red flag for you. And most people have never even heard of the State Department Publication 7277, which was put into law. Bottom line. We cover this, UN Global Chaos, a depressing agenda is the title of the next section. Where is this going to lead us? As I haven't read this yet, people. I have not paid attention to this, as I saved it for you. At this year's General Assembly ministerial meeting, world leaders are confronting a depressing global agenda dominated by terrorist threats, a humanitarian disaster in Sudan, turmoil in Iraq, and a growing gap between rich and poor. Oh, my. Several leaders praised Annan's call for the rule of law. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, warned again that there would be no peace in the world until a more just economic and democratic world order is established. What's the World Trade Organization all about, Luis? Quote, peace will never rise from poverty and hunger, end quote, he said. Well, where is the sovereignty in these countries that are complaining when they've got to give a certain amount of their wealth to the IMF to become a member of the International Monetary Fund, of which our Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of, meaning our Treasury Department is part of the IMF system, people. Which means that the IRS is the revenuers for the IMF. The Internal Revenue Service are the revenuers for the International Monetary Fund. Come to your own conclusion with your own research and see what you come up with. Tanzania's President Benjamin Mkapa said dozens of leaders agreed at a meeting Monday that, quote, globalization has produced both striking achievements and harmful distortions in global growth and development, end quote. Quote, we all agreed that left unchecked, globalization would exacerbate the wealth gap within and between nations, thereby planting the seeds of social instability and crime on a national and global scale, end quote, he said. And keep in mind, weather modification is part of this. The Global Fire Monitoring Center, in other words, the fires are part of this. The whole indicators of what's going on that's happening to us are a reality that's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. And I know a lot of people are going there. A lot more are going there. And I know it's very, very important to do so. And I try and keep it as simple as possible for your research benefits. And still, there's a lot there, quite a bit there. Quote, actually, we're done with the quote at this time. Actually, we're not. In his speech, Annan told world leaders that, quote, today the rule of law is at risk around the world, end quote. How do you understand these factions when you have a world communist movement going on, wars for national liberation happening everywhere, and yet communism supposedly dead? As Tim said in the last hour, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto being fully implemented in America. And that's under the guise of democracy, which is a fraud. Quote, again and again, we see laws shamelessly disregarded, those that ordain respect for innocent life, for civilians, for the vulnerable, especially children, end quote, he said. Well, when the UN system wants to disarm the world, that tells you everything you need to know. That means the weak will be helpless. Plain and simple. The weak will be helpless. And the UN system is growing by leaps and bounds, whether you like it or not. That is the point in the problem. Agenda 21 is being implemented here in all its facets. There's a local Agenda 21, an LA 21, in every community in this country today, after 12 years of implementation. As Tim said, it's in different names, but yet people aren't paying attention. That's your responsibility, to make people wake up wherever you are. Sam and Trisha have gone local in their new areas. I can't blame them. Increasing the numbers is most imperative. We have no chance without increasing the numbers. So we see countries band together in bid, four countries that want permanent membership on an expanded UN Security Council, Brazil, Germany, India, and Japan, vowed Tuesday to support each other's bids, and pledged to reform the United Nations. Wow. Are they going to let people, private citizens, own firearms? The Council's permanent members include, and get this, the United States, China, Russia, Britain, and France, the only countries with veto power on the decision-making body. The 10 other council members are chosen for two-year terms by regional groups. That was in today's paper, people. And the information about Henry Kissinger was just bizarre. Henry Kissinger's still out there, who deceived 85% of 5,000 POWs in Vietnam in 1973. Bobby Garwood was in one of the prisons in Vietnam when he heard the speech by Henry Kissinger stating there are no more POWs left in Vietnam from America. Think of how you would have felt if you were one of those POWs left behind. How would you have felt? On the 18th of September, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's claim that the war in Iraq was illegal drew strong protests from the United States and its allies, but little comment from the war's opponents, who appeared unwilling to resist or revisit the question. A UN spokesman playing down the strong reaction to Annan's remarks, saying the UN chief had been making essentially the same statement for more than a year. What can I say? This is in Saturday's paper, The Oklahoman. President Bush will visit, or will actually host, Iraqi Prime Minister Ouid Alawi at the White House this week after 2 days of heavy diplomacy at the United Nations. At the annual UN General Assembly opening session in New York, Bush meets Tuesday with Alawi. Prime Minister Manamahan Singh, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Japanese Prime Minister Shukrindo Kasamoni, and Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Wednesday, Bush meets President Pervez Musharraf of Pakistan. But what is it all about? It's all about this global system that's being implemented upon us. And they want to make sure sovereignty is retained for Iraq. Well, that's just for outward consumption. Here we see more soldiers headed to Iraq. The Army Reserve is sending to Iraq about 800 soldiers from a unit that normally trains reserve and active duty members or soldiers in the United States and has never deployed overseas in the 45 years it has been part of the reserve. Members of the Rochester, New York-based 98th Division will start heading to Iraq next month to help train the fledgling Iraqi Army, and it will be there 12 months, Army officials said. Well, we tried to train the Vietnamese, the South Vietnamese, to defend their country. And we did pretty good at it, or we were pretty proficient at it, except that when we left in 1973, we never sent them arms to defend themselves. So they ran out of equipment. And in April of 1975, Vietnam fell. That's the bottom line. Here we say Tinker Air Force Base dedicates a memorial to honor U.S. POWs MIAs. Well, gee, it's about time. That should have been done 30 years ago. Why wasn't it done 30 years ago? Why so late? And what can be done about it now? Here we see war memorial dedicated at OU. And here we see the Pride of Oklahoma plays for guests as the new war memorial is dedicated Friday at the University of Oklahoma campus at the north end of Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. And what is it? An obelisk. A Masonic phallic symbol. As usual, most memorials are phallic symbols. Just like the Congressional Medal of Honor, the upside-down five-pointed star, Satan or Lucifer's symbol. In our faces, people. We'll be back. Stay here.
expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us, or call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening. Who are you? That is the question, and the name of the program. To learn what the question means and what the answers are, tune in every Sunday afternoon and Rice McLeod will give you the answers. Who are you? Check the schedule pages at firstamendmentradio.com for broadcast times. We'll see you then. If you can hear my voice, you are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. If you would like to continue hearing these programs, there are several ways that you can help. One, you can make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there. Two, you can sponsor your favorite program with your business advertising dollars or spend your dollars with those businesses that advertise on your favorite programs. Three, simply call in on live programs and tell them that you are listening on firstamendmentradio.com. Now anyone can do that one. You can find the call-in numbers on our schedule pages at firstamendmentradio.com. And finally, you can call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address, and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
Calm down music there. Boy. Sometimes I do need to be calmed down, as most of you probably do as well when you hear the truth and the facts. Here we see in yesterday's paper, the Oklahoman, September 21st, poverty leads to violence. Leaders of France and Brazil warned Monday in urging other nations to find ways to narrow the gap between rich and poor and help the more than 1 billion people who live on less than $1 per day. President Bush skipped Monday's two high-level meetings, which focused on the effort of globalization and ways to finance the war against poverty. Keep in mind, there's a chapter in Agenda 21 all about technology transfer. Yes. This is why Agenda 21 needs to be covered by every talk show host in America. That is the problem. And I've been harping on this ever since May 1st of 2002. I've never stopped. And I was way late in doing it. And those that don't are doing a disservice to our country. That is the bottom line. And you listening to this need to call other shows and just ask them, tell us about Agenda 21. What do you know about Agenda 21? And see what they say. Anyway, President Bush skipped Monday's two high-level meetings, which focused on the effect of globalization and ways to finance the war against poverty. One of the forums drew more than 50 world leaders on the eve of the annual UN General Assembly ministerial meeting. Bush's speech to the General Assembly today also will emphasize international humanitarian concerns as the world body begins 2 weeks of ministerial meetings amid an upsurge of violence in Iraq and a massive humanitarian crisis in Western Sudan. And keep in mind, this is not going to stop. This is another Vietnam. It's the bottom line problem. You don't know who your enemy is, and you're going to piss off a lot of people. A lot of people over there in Iraq do not want to disarm. They will be forced to disarm under the UN system. That is a prerequisite for being part of the global community. That is the way it is. You think the people in Vietnam have arms to defend themselves today? You think the people of China have arms to defend themselves today? You think the people of Russia have arms to defend themselves today? Be wary of anyone that wants to disarm you for peaceful purposes. This continues. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said overwhelming hunger and unemployment in developing nations was contributing to international violence. Well, this never was the case 50 years ago. 60 years ago, it was never the case. Why is it today? The Hegelian dialectic in place. The created crisis to bring about the situation that we have. The AIDS virus, one of them. The weather modification, another one. Wars, another one. A February UN report said the income gap between the richest and poorest countries has widened the past four decades. Isn't that amazing? And the vast majority of the world's population could fail to see the benefits of globalization. Quote, fair globalization must begin with the right of everyone to a job, end quote, Silva said, adding that, quote, dignified work like the fight against hunger cannot wait, end quote. French President Jacques Chirac said he and Silva would propose new approaches to fund the alleviation of poverty. Quote, the price of selfishness is rebellion, end quote, he warned. It is up to us to give globalization a conscience, end quote, he said. Well, that is insane. That is absolutely insane when you have all these created situations upon us today, and communism is growing in America. Bush has talked about rebuilding America, and the United States of America is not just rebuilding Iraq into a more democratic country. The U.S. is also rebuilding itself into a more modern version of democracy. We are no longer a government of the people designed by the people only to protect the rights of individuals to live, work, and prosper. The United States constitutional government has been rebuilt. The new U.S. government follows in the footsteps of Lenin, Stalin, and Mao, who all followed Marx's mandate to rebuild the world. For over 150 years, the ultimate goal of Marxism has been to rebuild the entire world according to communist ideology. The Marxist rebuilt world was to be ruled over by a dictatorship of the proletariat, which actually meant a dictatorship of the elite Communist Party members. So while the Communist Party continues to focus on agitating for violence and violent revolutions, the London-based Fabian Marxists have been doing a slow march sue the institutions for over 110 years. Fabian agents of change were trained to infiltrate and co-opt every institution on the planet. Amitai Etzioni, Israeli founder of the American Communitarian Network, openly admits to holding Fabian values. And the Comet Communitarian Network originated with the left. This is not a conspiracy theory, people. The Marxists have never hidden their overall plans. In fact, they have always written about it quite openly. They never denied they had a plan. They only hid the exact way they were going to go about it, people. First, in 1776, the London Marxists defined American capitalism then. In 1847, the London Marxists defined the conflict between capitalism and communism. And finally, in 1991, the London Marxists introduced the solution, rebuilding America to communitarian values, is the 21st century London imperialist Marxist solution. So you have the ultimate goal of the Third Way, who was introduced by Prime Minister Tony Blair and U.S. President Bill Clinton in 1992. Isn't that amazing? 1992. What else happened in 1992? Agenda 21. So this ultimate goal of the Third Way is to define community values and rebuild the world according to community values. The Marxist plan to rebuild the world has been covertly successful. Now in 2004, rebuilt Russia and China are the models for rebuilding the rest of the world into a global democratic utopia, not only including the U.S., but using the U.S. to bring every country under the umbrella of protective democracy. Even though the governments of Russia and China represent the models for more progressive governments, Americans seem to have forgotten that the term democracy does not define a free constitutional republic managed by public servants operating under a strict code of governance. The U.S. used to be governed under an established rule of law. Americans today are deceived by the term democratic, and the reigning government of the United States uses this as their full advantage. President Bush, that's President George, actually it's President George Walker Bush, knows the true meaning of democracy. Bush knew exactly what kind of democracy he was exporting when he ordered the invasion of Iraq. Americans are seldom reminded of this, but democracy was used to define the communist totalitarian fascist government that took over the governments of Russia, China, Cambodia, Vietnam, Cuba. Today it is used to circumvent American government. Today we are governed by appointed community stakeholders who follow mandates passed down from the United Nations people. Community stakeholders are openly trained to become change agents. And change agents are Marxists who have been trained to change the world. So there probably are about six levels of participatory democracy in our rebuilt America. One, the international government. That's the United Nations and the Earth Charter with appointed stakeholders. Number two, the national government. That's the United States Constitution, elected representatives. Number three, the state's government, 50 individual states, 50 individual constitutions with elected representatives. Number four, the county government, elected representatives. Number five, the city government, elected representatives. Number six, the community government, once again, going back to the United Nations Earth Charter, with appointed stakeholders. So, rebuilt America enforces communitarian values that supersede the U.S. constitutional mandates for legal government actions. While nobody ever bothered to explain it to Americans, the rule of law is now the U.N. Charter. Rebuilt American communities take their mandates from the United Nations. The incorporation of community development principles begins with the Marxist visioning process. These community visions are led by change agents and created by citizens who share the same values as Marx. No matter how lovely they make it sound, community government operates outside the former rules of U.S. constitutional government. Levels 2 through 5 have all been incorporated into the global system. Most of our esteemed American elected representatives shamelessly vote for legislation that legalizes UN community government operations and programs. Some of our American representatives openly support a global dictatorship of the workers. President Bush's speech on October 9th of this year, or actually last year, before the New Hampshire people, explains the role of the U.S. democracy building in Iraq. And this sounds all rosy and colorful. Quote, our goal in Iraq is to leave behind a stable, self-governing society which will no longer be a threat to the Middle East or to the United States. We're following an orderly plan to teach or reach this goal. Iraq now has a governing council which has appointed interim government ministers. Once a constitution has been written, Iraq will move toward national elections. We want this process to go as quickly as possible, yet it must be done right. The free institutions of Iraq must stand the test of time. Any democratic Iraq will stand as an example to all the Middle East. We believe the Iraqi people will show that liberty is the hope and the right of every land. End quote. Keep in mind, constitutional law does not pertain to community building laws. UN community building is a law unto itself. And this is a problem, people. There's a chart on Nikki Rapana's site, the Anti-Communitarian League, that shows you this direction. The chart clearly shows insisting on the legal American route to justice is a circular path and gets you nowhere. I suggest you see this chart. There's no established path to file a grievance against an unjust community development fine. That's right, there's no established path to file a grievance against an unjust community development plan and fine. That's why Tim was doing what he did last hour about Helen Chenoweth being under attack. There's no way of contacting your elected representatives on the Community Development Council. It's a waste of time requesting legal documents from the enforcement agency that's planning ways to circumvent the Constitution. Everyone will send you to someone else. There are literally thousands of participants in rebuilding community, in thousands of communities worldwide, and each one will tell you the new plans and laws are your neighbor's idea. Local Agenda 21 exists way outside the former avenues for obtaining speedy American justice. For a not-so-simple chart explaining how we see the overall plan, you can link on to the Anti-Communitarian League and you can find more out about this. Locals will find themselves at the bottom of this chart. Imagine what it'll be like defending yourself against, she calls it Big Mother, trying to use American law. It's all over but the crying. The U.S. Bill of Rights has been balanced under the new authority of this wide assortment of players, programs, stakeholder agencies, and enforcement arms. Here we have One America Rebuilding Communities campaign. Quote, Metropolitan Organizations for People works through local organizing committees. which use dialogues to create opportunities for individuals to respond to the needs of their families and participate in the improvement of their community. The Rebuilding Community Campaign focuses on empowering people in the local neighborhoods. Through one-on-one visits with neighbors and fellow congregation members, the campaign attempts to expose major concerns facing families, identity, potential new leaders from the community, and examine the cultural diversity of Denver. Community members are trained by MOP volunteers and members of the local organizing committees to reach out and listen to the fears and frustrations of neighbors, discuss how the problems affect their families, and challenging them to get involved. Active participants in the campaign receive leadership training and control the direction of the organization. As these leaders do more and more one-on-one visits and build a team of neighbors, they are trained in doing research to better understand why the problems exist and what can be done. Also, leaders are trained in how to run meetings, make agendas, and develop a powerful and efficient organization that can operate at different levels of power and decision-making, end quote. You're encouraged to look at the Communist Party USA, which has a bill, H.R. 1564, Rebuilding America's Infrastructure Act. That's H.R. 1564. On the Communist Party USA website, they promote H.R. 1564, Rebuilding America's Infrastructure Act. And this is the point of the problem, people. The road to revolution, smash reformism, fight for communism. Posted by the PLP, quote, in 1851, Karl Marx wrote, quote, we say to the workers, you have to go through 15, 20, 50 years of civil wars and international wars, not only in order to change existing conditions, but also in order to change yourselves and fit yourselves for the exercise of political power, end quote. Marx, the activist and theoretician, realized the road to communist revolution was neither absolutely known or unknown. POP's own march along the road to revolution has taken us through the process of many changes. Each has been a struggle to equip our party for the seizure of power and the building of communist society. As the road to communism draws closer, the path gets clearer, end quote. All this can be found in the Anti-Communitarian League website under the title Rebuilding America. Well done. She does tremendous research. She's extremely frustrated that she's not getting the coverage that she wants and needs. And I can understand her frustration. You can understand her frustration. But you can go to the Anti-Communitarian League and research and pass that information. From negative population growth, why population matters, from the Agenda 21 portion of our website, oh boy. They say the current world population is over 6 billion and increases at a rate of 76,570,430 people every year, they say. Since 1950, the U.S. population has nearly doubled, growing from 151 million to over 294 million today. If present trends continue, our population will exceed 400 million by the year 2050. More people means more pollution, more sprawl, less green space, and even more demands on the Earth's already overburdened resources. Is that a fact? Overburdened resources? Well, as they burn it down and create the tornadoes and floods and earthquakes, maybe so. Burn it down. What's the purpose of the Global Fire Monitoring Center? NPG is the leader in the movement for a sound population policy and advocates a smaller and truly sustainable population through voluntary incentives for smaller families and reduced immigration levels. Well, how are they going to stop it here? When the State Department brings them in, the State Department brings migration to America. Not even talking about the people flooding from the borders below us, where the police can't even ask if they're legal or not. This is the ultimate Hegelian dialectic. As the Pope promotes multiplication of families by breeding in Mexico, they come to America and take the jobs we won't anymore. So that's just another perfect example of the Hegelian dialectic, people. Negative population growth is on the Agenda 21 section of the website. It needs your attention. And you need to print out portions of it and spread it to others. That is what it's all about. Passing the word along about what's happening to us to make an active direction to stop it. Here we say commission planning list of centennial events coming out of the Oklahoman on September 18th. And we see Teresa Hart looks at the centennial fountain at the United Way Plaza in Bricktown, which was dedicated Friday. The United Way Plaza. The United Way has all sorts of directions in the Oklahoman. Oklahoma is a premier United Way direction. From Orwell Today, another direction, electricity suppliers are being forced by law to buy power from wind farms. What this represents is a return to the planned economy in the name of environmentalism, a kind of green Stalinism. The consequences are the familiar Soviet ones, centralized decision-making and localized devastation. So what are windmills but green Stalinism? Wind power is so inefficient that it scarcely replaces conventional sources of energy at all. The only beneficiaries have been the super rich who have invested in wind farms because of the huge tax breaks and the politicians in the industry's pockets. You can learn more about wind farm claims are so much hot air, dated July 24, 2004 by Niall Ferguson from the Telegraph out of the UK. Go to telegraph.co.uk and that should get you there. We'll try and cover it when we can, maybe even tomorrow. The whole Agenda 21 perspective is well in place, and I can't harp on it any more than that, people. It's your duty to do the research, to deal with it, and to spread the word. Thank you for joining me tonight, Tim, and we'll be back tomorrow. Good night, everyone.